Chapter 9. Let's get married.
I believe that even in these times where we see a lot of relationships and marriages break up, there are still a lot of successful relationships and marriages. I believe that for women and men who are serious about their futures, marriage should be a definite goal. In most cases, it's the guy that doesn't want to get married. I feel that if a man can have sex with a woman, party with a woman, and get her pregnant, he should be man enough to make a commitment. For a couple to set a date to get married, it causes them to consider how much they really love each other, respect each other, and how well they communicate with each other. It makes you both consider finances, jobs, housing, credit, and these are all realities that you can't avoid unless you are a quitter, which amounts to you being a bum or a cop-out. If a man can propose to a woman and be prepared to assist her in making plans, he is a potentially good future husband. Statistics show that most marriages fail due to 3 things: communication, money, and sex. Both partners must always be mindful of speaking with each other in a loving and respectful manner. When disagreements and stressful situations arise, no one should put their hands on the other, ever. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Just take a walk. Go take a walk. But don't start with any physical violence. Always remember the reasons that you first got together. Cherish them and do creative things to enhance your relationship. Vacations and mini getaways are usually helpful to get away from the same routines, even if you go to a park or a beach for a day, which doesn't cost much. In today's financial times, you can't talk about you love someone, but it's not about the money. Money can enhance or break the relationship. Going into marriage with savings, investments, and an emergency fund is a good way to start. Going in with serious debt isn't good. Give yourself time to make sure your finances are in order, to give yourselves a good economic foundation. Speak with a financial planner. If something changes with the sexual activity, expression, or ability of one or both partners, communication is going to be the key to success. This also applies to a change in the financial situation. You're going to have to agree early on to communicate in the best of manners about these subjects because they are delicate and can cause someone to want to find an easy way out of the relationship due to emotional stress or pain. It's your life, but I don't advocate spending so much money on a wedding that you go into debt. Trying to impress family and friends will feel good in the beginning, but when the reception and the honeymoon's over, it will be back to the grind. So grind creatively. Always remember to continue with the flowers, gifts, vacations, joking, flirting, playing, and massaging each other, etc. Remember and express your love for yourself and each other, and you will be participating in a very happy marriage.